Today, on 2nd November 1994, the devotees are visiting one of the most important and beautiful temples of Vrindavan. They have now reached a wonderful temple which has three sets of deities, Sri Sri Radha Vinod, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda and Sri Sri Radha Vijay Govind.
These deities that are appearing before us are worshipable throughout all of creation. On our far left is the deity of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the original deity that was personally worshipped here
by Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai! In the center is the deities of Sri Radha Vinod, which were worshipped by Srila Lokanath Goswami. Shri Sri Radha Vinod ki jai! When Lokanath Goswami was living at Kishori Kund near Kadiralal in Brajmandal, a Brahmin came to him one day with a bag and offered it to him as a donation. And when he opened that bag, he found the beautiful deities of Radha Vinod, wonderful deities of Radha and Krishna. And he was so spellbound and shocked to see them. He was in divine ecstasy. He didn't know what to do. He was simply living under various trees in the forest each night, feeling intense separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, the deity spoke to him and told him that our names are Sri Sri Radha Vinod, and we are very hungry for bhoga. So please do not hesitate to make nice arrangements for our offerings. And Lokanath Goswami worshipped Sri Sri Radha Vinod, and wherever he went, he kept them in that little bag and wore them around his neck. And they were his constant objects of love. Sri Sri Radha Vinod ki
jai!
Later on, when Rupa and Sanatan came to Vrindavan, Lokanath and Bhugarbha Goswami came before the other Goswamis. And when Rupa and Sanatan came, they invited Lokanath Goswami to come and reside here. And here he established the temple of Radha Vinod. Just below Radha Vinod is the beautiful deity of Gokulananda, Sri Radha Gokulananda, who was worshipped by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Every morning we sing the song Gurvastakam, beginning Samsara Dhavananadira Noka. This is one of the many beautiful compositions of divine love that emanated from the heart of Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He also wrote one of the most illustrious Rasika commentaries of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been analyzed and which has given great divine inspiration and direction to all of the acharyas since that time. On the right are the deities of Sri Sri Radha Vijay Govinda. They are the deities of Srila Baladev Vidyabhusha. Baladev Vidyabhushan was a very exalted scholar and devotee of the Madhva Sampradaya. But in Jagannath Puri, he had the good fortune of the association of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who convinced him of the conclusions of the supreme mellows of Madhurya Ras of Braj Bhumi, and who revealed into his heart the realizations of these sublime topics. So Baladev became the disciple of Vishwanath and came to
Vishnu Swami Sampradaya.
They did not give so much credibility to the Gaudiya Sampradaya simply because none of our Gaudiya Acharyas specifically had written a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. The reason is we find that Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they commented on Srimad Bhagavatam because the Srimad Bhagavatam is directly the commentary of the Vedanta Sutra by Srila Vedavyasa himself. And it reveals the highest, purest revelations of transcendence. But still, it was the etiquette in the traditions of the Vaishnava Sampradayas that each Sampradaya has a commentary of the Vedanta Sutra to establish its philosophical truths. So at the time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was a great and supremely divinely realized scholar, he asked Baladev Vidyabhushan to perform this work. So Baladev came before his deities of Radha Govinda, and he prayed to them. He deeply, with great devotion, prayed, as all humble Vaishnavas, however great or learned we may be, we should always consider ourselves great fools, insignificant before the Lord and the previous acharyas. So he prayed to Sri Radha Govindaji that I have no power, I have no strength, I have no knowledge, but you are the source of all of these divine virtues. And Govindaji spoke, and Baladev Vidyabhushan, what he heard from Sri Govindaji, he wrote. And that commentary, when it was brought to Rajasthan, where the Sampradayas were meeting, they all unanimously exclaimed that this commentary of the Brahma Sutra, of the Gaudiya Sampradaya written by Baladev, is the greatest of all commentaries. And Baladev was so joyful that when he came back to Vrindavan, he named the deities, renamed them, Radha Vijay Govinda, Govinda who has given victory to our Sampradaya. Shri Shri Radha Vijay Govinda Ki Jai! And next to Sri Gokulananda is the sacred Shalagram Shila that was brought from Vrindavan and given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wore this Shalagram Shila around his own neck for many years. And it is explained that he worshipped the Shila because he saw that it was none different than the body of Lord Sri Krishna himself, the stone from Govardhan Hill. The Govardhan Shila was always moist with the tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes in his emotions of divine love, in the sweet mood of Mahabhava of Sri Radharani, he would put the Shila on his eyes and sometimes over his heart. It was the most precious object of his worship. Seeing the pure renunciation and devotion of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, with his own hands, presented this Govardhan Shila to Srila Raghunath, showing that the Lord, pleased with the efforts of his devotee, gives the most precious thing of his heart for the pleasure of that devotee. So Raghunath Das Goswami made the worship of this Giriraj, Govardhan Shila, his very life and soul. After the departure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Swarup Damodar, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan, and throughout the rest of his life, he worshipped this beautiful form of the Lord, Govardhan Shila. So this is a very special and holy temple. Let us bow our heads with great humility and pray that by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we could all live together, serve together, chant together, to further promote this wonderful mission, which is born of the realizations of all of these great souls and their unlimited love for Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda. Jaya Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radha
Jaya Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda.
In this Govardhan Shila, which is none different than the body of Sri Krishna, one day as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was holding Giriraj in his hand, his ecstasy of Mahabhav, the Govardhan Shila melted in ecstasy. And to this very day, we could see the original thumbprint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the body of Sri Giriraj.